Hello, hello. Welcome to another walking session. Ms. Miller here. I hope you're having a great day. And as always, I hope that you're out and about going for a walk while you listen to this. But it's okay if you didn't get to do it this time. Hopefully next time you get to move your body while you tune in. Currently at the beach. It's a really hot day here in Oz. I'm having a little break in between clients and I thought, perfect, I'll go and record this podcast. And normally that would mean that I'm hanging in my car. Ooh, can you hear that wind? Sorry about that. Hanging in my car doing this. But it is such a hot day today that that's not even the option. It's not even an option to sit in there. It's too hot. So instead, shuffling my stuff as you can hear so I can get out of that wind. I am... I found a little shady spot under a tree and I'm going to do what I can from here because I'd rather record this than wait for the perfect time and perfect circumstances to do it, which may be never. And that is kind of a really good segue into today's topic. Today I want to talk to you about, well, to sum it up, being happy being average really is what I want to talk to you about today. So it is a little bit of a shortcut for dealing with perfectionism, dealing with anxiety that maybe that even just brought up as you heard it. And particularly, I guess today is aimed at those who are, what would you say, ambitious, perfectionistic, high achievers, always striving, never arriving, that crew. So if that's you, today's for you. So I guess I want to start this off with something that I suppose anyone can relate to. So even if you weren't one of those people that I mentioned, I think you could relate to this anyway. And it's this pressure to be special. It's the pressure to be amazing and to do higher things in life, to go beyond, not be average. I think that that pressure has gotten even worse since the introduction of social media, where we're only seeing people at their best, mostly, not always. And I think a lot of us have, I don't know, a little bit of trouble accepting potentially or even considering the reality that we might just be average. And the sad part about that, if that offends you, is that if you actually look around, that is most of us. We're just average people doing average things, living an average life. And if you're someone like myself, I've always been quite ambitious. I remember being younger, the thought of having the two kids and a home and a white picket fence was like, ugh, just doing that thing that everyone does and just being average was just like unacceptable to me. I was always looking for outstanding and living a big life. And I think I told myself in some kind of way that that was because of the life I had lived in my childhood and the restrictions around that, and that I thought that I had a lot to make up for it. But I think it's also just society, right? The pressure to do that. Now, the trouble with it is also that while we are all encouraged to go beyond and work harder than everyone else and do better and all that kind of stuff, none of us are really given the tools or the same level of support for choosing to just be average and just not wanting to, or what to do when that striving doesn't happen. You know, I within my sports psychology work, I'll see athletes who often retire not on their own terms. Most of them, I'm going to say, don't retire on their own terms. Usually it's an injury or circumstances in life that bring them to that situation. And dealing with that, not having achieved that thing that they were focused on since they were kids. Or sometimes they also have a really, really great career from the outside looking in, but maybe they set themselves some goal, which we all do, the next goal and the next thing and the next winning the next thing and getting to the next PB, and then they never got to that. So it appears to me that this crowd, most likely, or all of us, I'm part of it, seem to be doing that striving, never arriving. The whole idea of when this, then this, and then you achieve one thing and you set the next goal and the next goal and the next goal, and nothing's ever been really good enough, or anything less than feels like a failure. So that's what I want to talk to today. And then I guess that we set ourselves up into a little bit of a trap, because there's always more to do. There's always more to strive for, because no matter what your goal, let's say you've got these ambitions of being wealthy, you're going to be rich, and you think, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. And then you become a millionaire, and on your way to becoming a millionaire, you realize that there's people that have 5 million, and then when you get to the 5 million, you might realize there's people that have 10, and on you go, and you're climbing after Elon Musk, and then there's more. And then even if you were him, let's say you were Elon Musk, I don't know, is he the wealthiest? I don't even know. Let's just say he's the wealthiest man in the world. Now you're him. Now what? What's he doing now? I don't know. I want 2 kids. No, I want 20. Then you have 20. There's someone out there that's got 1,000. Do you know what I'm saying? There's always something that someone else has. So if you are the kind of personality, or if you set yourself up in a way where you're always, always, always looking for the next thing and the next achievement, please know that there will always be more, whether it is within what you're doing. So it might be within your sport, it might be within your profession, it might be within your bank account. There's always more to achieve, one. And number two, there's always something else that you're saying no to when you're saying such a big yes to that. So there's always going to be someone that's doing better at being, I don't know, a dad or a mum. Or there's always someone doing better that's better at being healthier and fitter. There's always someone, like, there's always someone better in, no matter what this goal is. No matter what. And I don't even want to call it a superficial goal, because I believe in growth. I actually strongly believe in that whole idea of wanting to do better. And I do think that there's something that some people are just intrinsically a bit more competitive than others. But what I'm talking about is solely living in a state of continuously, the only way I'm happy is when that, the only, when I'm achieving, when I'm attaining, like, that is the only way that I know how to be. And not really taking the time to look at what you're leaving in your wake while you're in the pursuit of that greatness at any cost. And like I said, not also being fully aware that there's always more. So I guess then, I mean, I'm even thinking about it in like a positive terms, right? Like, if you go like, I'm going to be the kindest person ever, you know, I'm just going to be really nice. There's always someone more. Well, are you going to become a priest? Like, I shouldn't use that example. Not everyone agrees that they're kind. But, you know, is there Mother Teresa? Or is there, I don't know, there's always someone doing more good than you. So all of these things lead me to back to what's important and meaningful to you. And not having this measuring stick and continuously competing to, I don't know, having this false idea that when you're the best of the best, that one, it feels good. And even when you are the best of the best, that feeling is so fleeting, and it's nothing like what you imagined. So really, really sitting with what's really important to you and what's meaningful to you, and not feeling like that means that you're weak, that you're giving up on things, or, you know, that, I don't know, you're not as good as someone else. So sitting with how you want your life to be and what's important, because I guarantee you, even when you do that, you'll still take a step back. So say you might be in a season where you have little kids, or let's take it the other way. You might be in a season where you really want to focus on buying a home. On that journey, while you're trying to save your pennies and work harder, there will be other people with different goals in that same moment in time. They might be doing a YOLO trip to Europe. They might be wanting to live in the moment. They might be saying to you, you'll never be young again, or I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the different things. And it's up to you to go, yeah, but the reason why I'm doing this is XYZ. So always knowing why you're pursuing something so big and greater than, you know, quote unquote, the average. Thinking about why it's important to you, or why it's important to you in that time frame. Those people might also bring something up in you that says, yeah, I am missing out on so much life. So instead of focusing on saving this amount over the next 12 months, I might take 3 years, and in that time I'm also going to travel. So I'm not saying when people come like that, you know, cut them out, ignore them, like sit with what they're bringing up in you. And then what that will do, it will either reinforce what you're doing and you'll go, no, actually, that's not important to me right now. Travel's not important to me right now. I've been there, I've done that. Or I just don't want to, it's not important. So either we'll do that and it will reaffirm what's important to you right now, or you might have to rejig what you're doing and look at it from another perspective and go, yeah, actually, why am I just all in on this when right now I could also be enjoying this? So for example, say, what's another example? It could be in sport. It could be, I don't know, I was just thinking of little kid season, like taking a step back at work for a few years until they go to school. Some people do that, some people don't, for their own reasons. And I know sometimes for me personally, like my kids, those first 5 years are very, very important. I want to spend as much time as possible with them. So I don't work the way that everyone does. And then sometimes I do question, I'm like, oh, maybe I should be. And I think, no, actually, I'm happy to go backwards for a bit because I'll never get this time back. And that's what's most important to me. And I genuinely can say that by the time my kids go to school, I'm kind of like, okay, yep, I'm good, I'm ready, I'm happy for them to be there, and I'm now happy to hook in and do something work-wise and get back to that and balance that back out. So, and then on the flip side, some people never do, and that's okay for them too. Like there's people that are like, once I have kids, I'll never work, and that's really good. Like that's what's important to them and that's what they should do. So can you see how no matter what I'm talking about, and I'm trying to like pull out all these examples out of my behind, no matter what I think about, there's always an alternative. There's always an alternative and there's always someone else doing it different. And the only way that you're going to do it your way is if you stay grounded in what's important to you and why you decided to do it that way. Because I can guarantee you that you chose to do what you're doing because you did it the other way and it wasn't working or didn't feel right to you. Like there would have been some kind of catalyst for the decisions that you make. And then when you start to revert back to the achievement stuff, so that whole ego, I always say tuck your ego back in, it's showing. So tuck it back in. Ego will be around. You are your belongings. You are your achievements. You are what you have, your materialistic possessions. But all of those things are so external to you and you're actually none of them. And when you strip yourself from those and you just stand there bare and you're like, if I'm not achieving, then who am I? And I guess this is the thing that I want people to reflect on. If you're not achieving, what does that say about you? If you're not having heaps of money, what does that say about you? If you're not growing, what does that say about you? If you're quote unquote going backwards in whatever you consider going backwards, what does that say about you? And what you'll probably find in reflecting on this is some stories that you've picked up along the way. Maybe you watch somebody quote unquote be lazy and go backwards in life, and you've seen the pain that has caused people around them. So, you know, maybe someone in your family has chosen not to work, but not in the sense of people were looked after, but maybe what that meant was that when they chose to quote unquote be lazy and stay home, other people suffered as a result. So then you've built up this story that being a stay-at-home mum or stay-at-home is really, really bad because it means that the family is not provided for. Yeah, so you've picked that up somewhere else and you've black and white gone, it's this or this, it's this or this, and you've never sat down to reconsider if there's a middle ground, if there's another way, what the healthy balance looks like for you. For you. You might still go, wow, it's actually, if I was to be a stay-at-home mum, that wouldn't be so bad, but it's not what I would want. Maybe I'd want this. So there might be something else that comes out of it. Or does that make sense? So maybe someone in your life has pressured you to achieve and that's the only way that you got their love or their attention, and now you've decided that achieving things means that you get a lot of love and attention. And you wouldn't be wrong. People love people that do quote unquote outstanding things, but they don't love them more or less than the other people they love in their life. Like I think of that unconditional love that you have for your kids, right? Whether they're good or bad at something, you just love them, don't you? So it's kind of, yeah, maybe taking a moment to reflect on this stuff around What does it say about me if I'm just an average person? Why don't I want to be an average person? Why do I have to achieve? What am I trying to prove? Who am I trying to impress? What pain am I trying to avoid by going this hard? And is this sucking the joy out of what I'm doing? Or on the flip side, do I just need to, maybe all of this stuff when I said that I'm saying to you, you'll go, nah, and that's good. That's you. You keep doing what you're doing. I only want to talk about this if it's starting to sort of have a ripple effect on your life and it's not feeling good or something about it needs to shift and change, right? Just like if this has freaked you out and you are a high achiever, just know that doing this exercise is not going to make you all of a sudden give up on, don't anyway. Even if it makes you feel like giving up on whatever you're doing, don't sit with this for a while. But it certainly won't make you less competitive. It won't make you less ambitious. All it does is make you okay with where you are now. It makes you okay with a pause. It makes you okay with going backwards for a bit. It just gets you out of that, this is so uncomfortable, get me out of here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I am. This is so, so crap. I just need to do something. Someone give me something, you know? That's all this will do. It's not going to talk you out of anything. You don't need to quit your business today. You don't need to stop doing the things you love today. You don't need to get married and have two kids today to be average, quote unquote, because that's also not the recipe, because like I said at the start of this, average looks different to everyone. Achieving looks different to everyone. What you need to do is work out what success feels and looks like to you. How do you want to spend your days? How do you want to spend this decade of your time? How do you want to spend your mornings? How do you want to feel when you go to bed? Let's work our way backwards from that. And if you need some help untangling it, jump online, book a session. Let's do it specifically for you. But hopefully this has given you a little bit of food for thought. I don't know where everyone's at. It's the start of the year still, kind of. It's Feb. But I feel like people are starting to get to that place of, I thought, you know, on the 1st of January I was going to do all these things and now they don't feel any different. So I thought this might be a good one to record today. All right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to go chill by the water and prep for my next client. And I will see you next time. Peace.